Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. It is January 15th, and today we're going to look and begin the book of Deuteronomy. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, says, "Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land in which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and commands, which I command you, all of the days of your life, that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well for you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord your God, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them. And when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." This is a very important verse for us because there's a lot that happens in this verse that we have to understand. In fact, the latter part of this verse is what the Jews call the Shema. It is what they recite every morning and constantly. In fact, if you were to travel to the Western Wall in Jerusalem today, you actually see the Jews there praying fervently this prayer in front of it. Many of them have leather straps wrapped around their arms and tiny boxes that contain scriptures that'll be tied to their arms and their foreheads. It shows a significant interest a significant seriousness of the Word of God. How seriously do we take the Word of God? This passage here commands us that we shall teach it diligently to our children. But when we teach children that church is optional, how seriously are we teaching our children Scripture? If we teach our children that things are more important than church, by proxy, we're teaching our children that things are more important than God. We have to remember that before we can teach our children Scripture, we have to teach ourselves Scripture. We have to have Scripture written in our own hearts before we can let it pour out into others. I want you to slowly just read over this passage again and just pray these words again. Just hear God speak in this. Hear God speak to you in your life. Maybe it's something of indifference. Maybe it's something of sin. Whatever it might be, I pray that God will speak to you today and that God will change your heart to Him. I hope you have a great day and we'll see you guys tomorrow.